A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for September 21st, 2021. It's now official, at least according to the numbers from Johns Hopkins, COVID-19 has now killed as many Americans as the 1918-1919 Spanish flu. 675,000 Americans died during the 1918 pandemic in waves that played out over about 2 years. But back then, there were no vaccines. It wasn't until the 30s researchers even understood influenza was caused by a virus and not a bacterium. Finally, some much-needed good news for travel and tourism. The U.S. said it will allow foreigners to fly into the country this fall if they have vaccination proof and a negative COVID-19 test. That replaces a hodgepodge of rules that kept out non-citizens from countries that, frankly, are doing better than the U.S. in containing outbreaks. The school mask fight may soon switch to a vaccine for kids fight. Pfizer said its vaccine works for children 5 to 11, and it will seek U.S. authorization for this age group soon. For elementary school-aged kids, Pfizer tested a much lower dose, a third of the amount that's in each shot given now. But after the second dose, the kids developed coronavirus-fighting antibody levels equal to that of teens and young adults getting regular strength shots. Pfizer says the kids' dosage also proved safe. Someone just got COVID in American Samoa. That's newsworthy because it was their very first case. And even then, it was a traveler from Hawaii. Believe it or not, there are still countries and territories, mostly islands, that have yet to experience one case of COVID, including the Cook Islands, St. Helena, the Federated States of Micronesia, Tonga, Tuvalu, and the Pitcairn Islands, mostly the kinds of places where Survivor is filmed. No special treatment for the president of Brazil. He's against vaccinations and would not get vaccinated before attending this week's UN General Assembly in New York. Therefore, he was not allowed inside a New York City restaurant and was told he'd have to eat his pizza slice outside, which he did. In the United States, cases were down 8%, deaths are up 29%, and hospitalizations are down 8% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since September 13th. There are 9,748,413 active cases in the United States. With not all states reporting daily numbers, the five states with the greatest daily number of deaths per capita are Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Idaho, and West Virginia. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times, Knox, Kentucky, Russell, Kentucky, Scott, Tennessee, Andrews, Texas, Rockcastle, Kentucky, Lewis, West Virginia, Powell, Kentucky, Perry, Kentucky, Whitley, Kentucky, and Lincoln, Montana. There have been at least 676,059 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated, Vermont at 68.9%, Connecticut at 67.7%, and Maine at 67.5%. The bottom three vaccinating states are West Virginia at 40.1%, Wyoming at 40.6%, and Idaho at 40.8%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 54.6%. The five countries with the largest recent 24-hour increase in the number of fully vaccinated people, Ethiopia up 4%, Kosovo 3%, and Oceania, Thailand, and India 2%. Globally, cases were down 12% and deaths were down 8% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since August 27th. There are 18,639,928 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases, the United States, 85,913, the U.K., 36,100, Turkey, 27,688, India, 24,928, and Russia, 19,744. There have now been at least 4,699,187 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.